the same team on Lisa Brady, Fox News. For hurricane relief, at least, President Biden and Florida's Republican governor holding a joint briefing in Fort Myers, one of the areas with the most damage from Hurricane Ian.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the recovery is well underway.
We've deployed resources that were pre-staged and are now in the field for food, water, and other types of supplies.
President Biden, who got a look at damage from the air, says more will be needed to help those affected by Ian survive the next major storm.
We're going to help rebuild roads and bridges and public water systems. We've already allocated funding from the infrastructure law that I signed to continue making Florida's power grid more resilient than it is now.
The president says the federal government will be with Florida every step of the way.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The president is also doubling the amount of time the federal government will cover response costs. What happened at a meeting in Vienna could pump up gas prices in the U.S. as OPEC nations cut oil production by a larger than expected 2 million barrels a day beginning next month.
This after President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia in July failed to secure any oil commitments to meet demand. White House spokesman John Kirby on Fox's America's Newsroom.
And it's also why the president is working so hard on clean energy solutions, because that's really the future.
Right now, AAA has regular unleaded averaging $3.83 per gallon nationwide as gas prices in Los Angeles this week top a record high of almost $6.50 per gallon.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. The White House has said the Saudi Arabia trip wasn't about oil and says the president will release more oil from the strategic reserves next month. The rebound's over, at least for today on Wall Street, and it could have been worse. The Dow drops 42 points after paring heavier losses. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The man accused of killing a father of three in a hotel lobby over the weekend in New York was already wanted in Georgia on drug and gun charges in connection with a gang-related murder.
Investigators tell us Roy Johnson Jr. was hiding out at the Marriott Hotel and leaving in and out of New York, which made it nearly impossible to track him down.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, a warrant for Johnson had reportedly been put into a national database in July. He also has an arrest record in New York.
Last year in New York, he faced eight charges ranging from attempted assault to possession of a weapon. Those charges were dropped. Now he's facing second-degree murder charges, and he was walking free when police say he killed Paul Coutts. The shooting happened on Sunday morning in the lobby. Investigators tell us Johnson got into an argument with the hotel employee about the coffee. Then he sprayed bullets around the room and killed Coutts.
Coutts was in Poughkeepsie to visit one of his children during family weekend at Marist College. A second suspect was arrested for criminal weapons possession, and both are due in court on Friday. A wrongful death lawsuit over a fatal movie set shooting by actor Alec Baldwin has been settled if a court signs off on the agreement. However, the criminal investigation of that shooting continues, but filming on the movie Rust could resume in January. Meta rolls out more ways to customize a Facebook feed.
Going forward, Facebook users will start to see show more or show less buttons on posts from people, pages, or groups they're connected to or those recommended to them, giving them more control over the platform's algorithm. Show more will temporarily increase the ranking score for that post and posts like it, while show less will decrease the ranking score. Meta's Facebook also testing new settings to let users customize how much content they see from family, friends, pages, or public figures they follow.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.